Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Ever heard of Acor? If not, you're probably not alone. But if you want to know what renewable energy companies really want, you listen to Acor, the American Council on Renewable Energy.
They are a renewable energy trade association that represents, you know, a lot of people who invest in renewable energy, developers, renewable energy companies, and so on. They have wanted the same things under the Trump administration that they want under the Biden administration, with the difference that now they have a chance of getting them. But to some extent, they might have gotten a little bit of cold water splashed on those hopes at this conference.
But if we've heard about Democrats wanting to help renewables grow since the election last year, why would the Renewable Energy Council not be on cloud nine? Well, the answer has everything to do with two tax credits that were crucial in getting this industry off the ground about a decade ago.
These tax credits, in conjunction with also the Department of Energy's loan program, if you go back to the American Recovery Act in 2009, all of these things together really helped get these industries off the ground in the United States.
Think of it this way. In 2008, American renewable energy as an industry was basically non-existent. But when you put policies that promote research and development and investment, well, big things can happen.
They made it so that banks were willing to finance these big utility scale projects. So it really promoted and got solar and wind out of being niche ideas for hippies into the mainstream as very serious power competitors.
But now that getting solar panels on top of people's homes is no longer a hippie dream, and now that these tax credits are due for renewal, the question is, should we continue extending them? I'm Anthony Dragna, and this is Politico Energy. And today, Politico's Eric Wolf and our producer Carlos Prieto with what answers we got from the Acor Forum this week. It's Friday, March 12th.
So this forum all this week featured prominent Democrats and power players. They had Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, and they also had the Energy Chair, Senator Joe Manchin, which I refer to as the Senate King. What did Acor members and what did Acor hear from him?
So Acor members, along with the renewable industry, would like to see an extension of key renewable tax credits. They got a little extension at the end of last year. They want a good 5 years more, make them permanent. They'd be happy about that. So when pressed by Greg Whetstone, the CEO of Acor, Manchin said, "I'm not a tax credit guy. You're going to have to sell me." And he argued that solar and wind are cheaper than coal power, and they are contesting with natural gas power in some parts of the country to be cheap. You know, it's just simply the cheapest form of electricity. So, you know, Whetstone had a bit of a hard time getting past that idea until he raised another familiar talking point from the renewable side, which is like, look, the oil and gas industry gets their own tax credits too. And we just want a level playing field. Do we still need them now? That's for better economists than I am, which is to say I'm not an economist.
Right. It sounds like the renewable energy company's point is not so much that we still need these subsidies. It's more that, well, listen, you're giving them to the fossil fuel sector. It's only fair that we get ours too still.
Yeah, I think that is where they say. So you kind of have these dovetail goals. You know, no business has ever said no to free money. We have a real policy goal on the part of major parties in this country, which is to ease the climate crisis by slashing emissions. And a lot of solar and wind and batteries is one of the big tools we have.
And so on that note, another prominent Democrat, the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, would also have a say, given that this is a tax credit. What is his position on it?
Yeah, Ron Wyden is the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, which is a very powerful position. It means that he has the pen, as they say, when it comes to the Senate side tax provisions. And he actually is not that interested in it either. He has for a long time been pushing an idea called the technology neutral tax credit. And his view is our goal is not to push solar, or push wind, or push anything else. It's to reduce emissions. So if you're a zero emission technology, then we'll give you a tax credit. And I think he had three pots. I remember energy efficiency and power generation were two of them. And there was a carbon capture, I think, might have been the third one. But, you know, Tester and Manchin have to be brought along. You can't lose anyone right now.
One, two, three, four. Zero, 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 zero. 1961. So annoying. No luck, but gotta keep trying. This week, a federal judge ordered the Interior Department to keep trying to unlock cell phones that were used by former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. 0852. 0987. Nothing. The phones in question are central to a lawsuit against the Interior Department that are centered around the department's decision to end a federal freeze on leases for coal mining. On this trial, Interior said there were no records of Zinke's communications on this issue, but then admitted the department accidentally wiped the phones before Zinke resigned in 2018, and they couldn't get to his other phones because he never gave the passwords. Can anyone just ask Ryan for the password? As secretary, Ryan Zinke's behavior raised eyebrows in the legal world, including his involvement in a land deal with an oil company that was at the same time negotiating with a nonprofit controlled by Zinke's wife. In the ruling this week, the judge said that failing to access Zinke's data could have deeply troubling implications, and the department now has to update the court in April on its progress in retrieving information from Zinke's phones. Assuming this was a four-digit password, by the way, the chances of unlocking these phones are one in literally 10,000. I try 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 1, 1, 1, 4, 3, 2, 1, 7, 8, 9, 0, 4, 5, 6, 7. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Ament. Irene Noguchi is Politico Audio's executive producer, and our editor is Matt Daly. I'm Anthony Dragna, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.